Hi, welcome back to Cycling Talk Podcast with me, Georgia Mahoney. Today, I'm joined by rider for Team DSM, Max Poole. Max recently moved to World Tour with his team, DSM, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does this season. And a massive thank you to him for being on the podcast. I really hope you enjoy listening. Thank you for joining me today, Max.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on.
What's your first memory of being on a bike?
I'd say my first memory of I think my first memory of pedaling something was I had a little tractor and I used to ride it around the village. So yeah, my legs were going like the coppers riding around the village. And then yeah, I think I got a little Isla bike and then started riding around the village. So yeah, I think that's probably my first memory really.
What's the first bike you remember being really excited about?
I think the first bike I was excited about was so I used to go to a club in Scunthorpe called Link Squad, and so they had some like oh we all they had some track bikes that everybody used to ride, and I used to be on a little white Dolan, and I think I must have been the only one or one of the only ones to ride the Dolan, and all the older people had I think it was like a Black Planet X. So once I'd got big enough and promoted to the Planet X, I was pretty happy about that.
Do you remember your first race?
I think that would have been down at Quibble, I think, just at the track league. I was pretty young. I think maybe I was an under eight or an under 10. So I was quite young. Yeah, I remember racing around in my little Tour de France yellow jersey. So, and we used to be handicapped, so I'd set off first and then they'd all come galloping after me. Yeah.
Did you start off on the track or did you do both track and road when you first started?
Yes, yeah, so I used to ride around here a little bit on the road, but really just mainly with the club in Scunthorpe on the track. And I mean, we did a bit of mountain biking in the woods and cross and stuff, but mainly really on the track actually, yeah.
Did you ride a lot with the people from the club?
Not so much anymore. I think everyone's sort of gone their separate ways and they're all a bit older and got jobs and that boring stuff. So, but no, it was really fun and I made some really good friends there. And when you're younger, I think it's just I think to be around that and be in that environment in a club. And yeah, it's really nice. So, yeah.
Was cycling the only sport you did growing up, or did you do others?
So I used to do, I did a few stuff really. I think when I was at school, primary school, when I was a bit younger, I did a bit of taekwondo and then played football a lot. So that was like, football was probably my main sport, actually. It's like football was my main sport, and then I used to do a bit of cycling on the side, like down at Quibble on the weekends. And then, yeah, I started to cycle a little bit more, still playing football. And I think eventually got to a point where I was probably 50-50 and was sort of getting to the age where if I wanted to really take one seriously, I have to choose. So, yeah, in the end, it was cycling. And, but yeah, no, I used to play football a lot, and yeah, I really enjoyed that as well.
When did you do your first national race?
Yeah, so I think I'm not sure what age I would have been, but I remember it was at the Milton Keynes, I think bowl, I think it was. So, I remember doing that. I don't really remember so much about it because it was that long ago now, but I remember it was at the bowl. I was probably, yeah, I'm not sure. Probably, yeah, maybe under 10 or something. So quite young. I think I did okay. Didn't do great, but didn't do rubbish. So yeah, that gave me the bug, I think, to do some more.
You raced a lot of track, road, and a bit of cross as well. Did you have a favourite at that point?
I think they're all really different. So I think I like them all for like in their own way, sort of thing. And yeah, I mean, I raced a lot of track, probably the most when I was younger. I didn't race a lot of road really, like compared to the track. So as I got older, the road did take over, and I probably did enjoy that more. And yeah, like crosses was completely different as well. It was like I really enjoyed that. That was like a little break away from in the winter when you know you don't really want to focus too much, and it's a bit of fun and So that was good as well. So I think at that point I enjoyed all three pretty much similar, really.
In 2017, you raced the Youth Isle of Man Tour and came away with top three finishes in every stage and third overall. What was that experience like?
Yeah, so I think Isle of Man was always it was a really fun race to do, I think. Like it's sort of like a trip across to somewhere else, and it don't really feel like I don't know really. It was just a completely different feeling to racing in England. I don't know why. I mean, but yeah, it was always, I think the racing was always harder there, and I think it was a nice change, and because I always was better suited to the harder racing, so it was a nice change, and I always really enjoyed going there. And yeah, I think that was maybe the first time I've been across, or the second time maybe. So yeah, it was really fun. Yeah,
And the day after that, you raced a national Omnium, which you won. Had you won a national race before that?
probably not, I don't think. And yeah, with it being on the track as well, something I'd done for a long time before that, it was quite nice, and probably the most, like, yeah, meaningful win that I've had. So, and obviously with the competition being quite good as well, it's always nice to race your mates as well. So yeah, that was probably my first national win, yeah.
Later that month, you raced the Northwest Youth Tour, where you came second in two stages and finished second overall. How did you find that race?
Yeah, I think quite similar to the Isle of Man, actually. It was probably a bit of a harder race than some of the other nationals. And I think with it being a stage race as well, because I don't think they were maybe the only two stage races at that point in the calendar. So yeah, it was just like a trip away, and yeah, completely different feeling to just racing one day and going home again. So and yeah, I think like racing your mates again, it's fun. And at that age, you know, it's like the be all and end all. So but no, yeah, the nice races, the Isle of Man and Northwest, and they're the ones that I really probably enjoyed the most in the youth circuit.
At the Omnium National Champs, you finished fourth, and then at the Road National Champs, you were also fourth. Were you pleased with these results, or do you think at the time you were a bit disappointed to miss out on the podium?
I think with the road race, I was quite, yeah, I'd say satisfied, because I think the day before, 2 days before, I had a bit of a stomach bug, so I wasn't really sure if I was gonna make it down. So yeah, I think I nipped off near the end on my own to get fourth. I think there's three up the road, so I was quite pleased with that, actually. I think just because of sort of the lead up into the race and not really knowing whether I was going, so I was pretty pleased with that one. And then yeah, the track, I was probably not the fastest on the track, but I'd ridden it a lot, and I had quite a good, like, tactically I was pretty decent. So yeah, I think fourth there, I think I was pretty surprised with that as well. Obviously, like, you get the Herne Hill boys come down and they're riding track all the time. So but yeah, no, I think the Omnium, it's a good day out, and yeah, you spend the whole day with your mates racing, so it's good, yeah.
What was your first international race?
I think internationally first, I think it probably would have been when I was under 14, second year maybe, in Italy, called the Coppa di Serra. And yeah, so that was a bit of a trip with some of my mates and the dads and stuff. We went across there, and yeah, it was something completely different that I'd never experienced before. Just like the amount of riders there were in a race, and it was like going from England, where there's maybe really 10, maybe pushing for a win, to going like having 10 of each rider. So it just, I think the quality was a lot higher, and the racing was a lot harder, and everything was just bigger and better. And it was probably a bit daunting at first, I think, just being around like 100 Italians on the start line. But yeah, no, and we always made a good trip. So yeah, that was probably my first race, I think. Yeah.
In 2018, you won the GC of Youth Tour of Scotland. How did it feel to take that win?
Yeah, that was a really nice win. I think I was first year there, and Yeah, we were such a strong team that year. I think we won 2-3 the first day, and then we was, I think maybe we're second in the team time trial. But yeah, I mean, we had a really good team there, and I think everyone got on and we had a really good time racing. And I think to win there as well, yeah, it was probably my biggest win up to that point, really. Especially being a first year and with it being like right at the start of the year as well. Yeah, it was a really nice win and probably gave me a lot of confidence going into the year, actually. Yeah.
You rode the Youth Isle of Man Tour again and then finished sixth at the Road National Champs. And you said you were still a first year and 16 at the time. That's amazing to get those sort of results.
Yeah, I think I always preferred racing as a first year when I was a bit younger, just because it was a bit less. I think there's probably less eyes on you, and you had a bit more freedom to do what you wanted. And I think, like, yeah, physically there's a bit of a difference between you and the second year, so it was always a bit harder. And yeah, I did prefer racing as a first year, and I always did quite well, and sort of a bit less pressure as well. So yeah, that year was really good. Yeah, and I think that year was really hot as well, actually. So, but yeah, that was a nice race that year.
At the Track National Champs, you came away with a silver medal in the points. You must have been really happy with this result.
Yeah, I was it was a surprise, that one, but also, yeah, very happy. I remember I didn't really do a lot in the race up to that point, and I think there was coming up to maybe 2 laps to go. And everybody just moved up the track, and I just, yeah, last minute kamikaze down the inside, and I don't know, whoever was behind me didn't come over the top, so I took the double points on the line, and then that moved me up into second. So yeah, that was really nice, and that was probably my best result on the track. And I didn't really have many top results on the track up to that point, so yeah, I think to get that was really nice. Yeah.
You came third in the GC of the Northwest Youth Tour, even though you dropped your chain twice in one stage. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the race that year was a really good race that year, actually. I think they changed the stages maybe a little bit, or the last stage. And yeah, on that hill stage, so you come downhill, and there's the fast right corner, and I think it was coming up to the penultimate time up the climb, and yeah, I dropped my chain, so it was a bit frantic and I had to chase back on. Managed to get back, and I think I was third on that stage. So yeah, it was a nice race that year. And like I say, it was, I think I was an apprentice as well, so everybody, or we all knew each other, so it's obviously really competitive, but it's really nice racing with them at the same time.
You finished your road season off with school games and you won the road race. Were you pleased with how your season went?
Yeah, I think that was a really good year for me, actually, that first year. The school games was a really nice experience as well to finish it off on. Obviously, like, we had the track day, which I did okay on, and then the street sprints, which was just, yeah, completely new and different and a bit of fun, and then the road race, which was, yeah, it was quite a weird road race. Probably the first time, like, yeah, it's not been every man for themselves, and everyone sort of rode as a team. Yeah, I think if some of the other teams were, yeah, West Mids maybe missed the break, and then South East were going to win the overall team. So yeah, I got in the break, and it was quite a good move, actually. So I was surprised I was allowed to go, and I think there was, yeah, so it was Oscar Nielsen Julian with me, and Oscar Onley, who I'm riding with now, and it was us three coming into the finish. And I was thinking that Oscar Onge was nailed on for the winner, and we both came round him and rolled him. So no, yeah, that was a really nice race and fun weekend overall. Yeah,
Over the winter, you raced some cross. Can you tell me about this?
so it was quite a normal thing that I used to race the cross in the winter after the road. I think I was okay at cross. I want the best, to be honest, but I enjoyed it, and it was something different. And it was a good effort, a good training effort. And so yeah, I think I started okay this season. Like I said, I wasn't like winning or anything, or really on the podium. So, But that, yeah. So I remember one of the races at Ipswich. I just had this cold for, I'd had it for a couple of weeks, and I just felt really rough in the race and finished the race. And then about a week after, still had this cold, went to the doctors, and yeah, turned out I had a glandular fever, and it quite set me back actually for a couple of months into the next season. So yeah, that sort of ended my cross season that year early, and then since then I've not done any cross. So that was my last cross race at Ipswich, I think it was. But I enjoyed cross, and I do ride a bit still around here. It's something different, changes it up a bit. So yeah, it's good fun.
Your 2019 season started with Pembrey 2 Day and the Youth Isle of Man Tour, where you finished third in GC. You then raced the Lee Valley Youth National and took the win in the sprint. Were you happy to win that?
Yeah, I was very happy to win at Og Hill, because yeah, like I said, just coming off the back of glandular fever, I wasn't really expecting anything at Pembrey, and it didn't really suit me. So I think I was maybe six or something at Pembrey, and yeah, I was quite happy with that. Really, it was a decent start. Then yeah, Isle of Man was pretty good that year as well. Just sort of like yeah, just slowly building up again, and then when I took the win. When at Lee Valley, it was, yeah, I was really happy, and in the sprint as well, which was a bit strange. It was, yeah, I think it was a bit of a photo finish as well. So, but no, yeah, I was really happy and relieved as well to win actually there. It was, just yeah, sort of took the pressure off going into obviously the second year under 16, so everyone's fine to get on junior academy and everything, and yeah, so that was a just more of a relief, I think, to win that.
At the Minehead Grand Prix National Crit, you came away with second. Tell me about the race.
I think Minehead is, I think it was probably the first national I've done that was a proper crit. So it was different. I think having like a big field galloping around the streets was something different, and it was quite fun actually. And I think that was the main thing. It was different. It was fun, and I was okay at crits. And yeah, I was second, and it was a long trip down, but was in the end, quite a successful trip. So yeah, it was all good.
A second for you, Road National Champs, but the Track National Champs, you came away with two silvers and a National Champs jersey in the points. How did it feel to get that win?
Yeah, that was a really good track champs that year actually. I think I was second with Innes in the Madison, and then second in the scratch, which was quite a bit of a surprise actually. And I think we started the week off with the scratch as well, so it was just again like a really good confidence boost going into the rest of the week. And then we had the points race. I think the points race was yeah, maybe not the last day, but the back end of the week, and which was probably good for me because I think everyone else had a bit of tiredness. And the way the race went was a bit of a was a strange race for a youth race actually. I think there was a group of us that took a lap, and then and yeah, I managed to ride it really well. I think tactically and also physically, I was quite good in that one. So and that was something I was really good at as well, the points race, and them sort of more yeah endurance bunch races, a bit harder. So yeah, it was really nice to get that as well. Like I say again, with the whole junior academy thing going on in your back of your mind, it's always yeah always really good to get them results.
Did you feel a bit of pressure to sort of get yourself onto that academy when you were in under 16?
I think so, yeah. I think I'd be lying if I said no, just because I think as a junior person, I think it's probably the best place to be really. Not necessarily just for British riders, but like if other countries had a junior academy like we have, then I think there'd be a lot of really good quality riders abroad as well. But I think what we have is so it's so yeah, I think it's so unique, and it really is good. And I think yeah, for a junior, it's the best place to be. So, and I think everyone kind of knows that, and everyone knows that that's it's a really good pathway to be on. So yeah.
You won the GC of the Northwest Youth Tour, and then you went out to Italy to race Coppa d'Ora. You were the first Brit to ever win the race. What did it mean to you to win that, and how was the experience?
Yeah, that was really special to win that race. Like I say, we'd been going over to Italy, I think, for the past maybe 2 or 3 years. So we sort of knew the race a bit, and yeah, like I say, we made a really good trip out of it again, and we had a good team as well there, so knew we had a good chance with somebody. So and I think the list of winners is pretty mega. So I think to be added to that was really good, and just the race on the whole, like it's just like I say, it's like completely different. It's more like a junior race than a youth race. So from being racing around, circuits in England to go and racing, yeah, like I think probably over 100K on the roads, up some climbs and descents and everything was really good. And yeah, that year it was really wet. I think it was chucking it down with rain, and it was quite a hard race. I think especially in Italy, they're always really, it's always quite hectic and a bit choppy. And but yeah, I managed to get in a break of three, and we stayed away for about 80K, and then I won a sprint. So I think yeah, just to win the race, first of all, was really special, and then to win it in the way that I did up the road, such a long time was yeah, it was a really nice way to sort of finish off my youth, my under 16 really, yeah. My whole youth career was a really nice way to finish it. Yeah.
And then at the start of 2020, you moved up to junior and you were able to represent GB on the track. How was it to wear the GB jersey?
Yeah, so I think it was the Apeldoorn meet, so with a lot of other different countries, and yeah, I think it's always really special to pull on a GB jersey. Oh, that was my first time, so it was really a bit nervous but excited as well. And like I say again, you're there with your mates and you're there racing, and you don't really at that point, I never really knew anybody else who was racing from the other country, so there's a bit of the unknown as well. And yeah, we had a good week. I had some good results personally, and it was a successful trip away, yeah.
You rode out in Europe at the beginning of 2020 and got the top 15 in Kärna-Brussels-Kärna. Were you pleased to get this result and get some races done out in Europe before lockdown?
Yeah, I think obviously at that point, I don't know if we knew much about COVID at that point. Probably not actually. But yeah, obviously it's quite a big race as your first like junior international race. And yeah, I had the GB jersey on as well, which was again like really special. And I mean, there's a lot of people looking at you as well with the GB jersey on. So, but no, yeah, it was a really good race. Like I say, it was my first junior road race as well. So yeah, it was a really hard race, but I think it's quite special to race around there as well, and like the iconic roads and stuff. And yeah, I think I had a pretty good result. I was pretty happy after, to say that was my first race. And I think we had a good result as well as a team. I think maybe was on the podium. So yeah, it was a really nice trip across that, and a good way to kick off the season.
How did you find lockdown and how did you stay motivated?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was pretty weird, I think. I don't think anyone's ever experienced anything like that. So, yeah, it was strange. I think for me personally, it was like pretty similar to another just any other off season, really, or like winter. So, I sort of treated it a bit as that, and I think it was always hard, I think, because you sort of hear stuff, oh yeah, this race is on, and then it's like, oh no, this it's been cancelled. And so I think, yeah, I think mentally you have to be quite strong, and eventually we come out of the other side. But yeah, I think to stay motivated really, it was just, getting out on the bike in the nice weather, and just sort of, I think, forgetting about everything really, and just really focusing on enjoying riding my bike. And yeah, I mean, like I say, eventually there was some racing, luckily enough. So that was a good sort of goal to really focus on. So yeah, I think that was, I think it did help when we heard that there was going to be some racing, that did help a bit actually.
After COVID, you got back racing for your team at the time, FH Mass in Switzerland. You finished fifth in the GC and second in the TT stage. How did it feel to be back racing after lockdown?
Yeah, really good. And also like a race like that, it's quite a big race, I think, for juniors. So, and the competition there was I think probably higher than normal as well, just because of the whole COVID thing. So yeah, it was a really good race. Like I say, just it's obviously it was the first stage race I'd done as a junior and quite a hard race as well. And when you look back on it now, the riders that are up there now I'm racing with now, like there's a few on the team with me. There's a few that, I've raced against last year. So I think now and yeah, it was a really good race. Obviously second in the TT, I think by like a tenth of a second or something. So it was a bit bittersweet. But no, I was really happy overall with the weekend and just happy to get racing again, really. Obviously, just I think I was probably thinking about preparing for the next year ahead. Obviously, that was a big year, but no, it was really good. Just really good to get racing and get some results under the belt.
You finished your small road season in Belgium with Lafilippe Gilbert Juniors coming away with fourth in the GC. Were you pleased to be able to race that year, even if it wasn't that much?
Yeah, I love racing my bike, and that race, yeah, it was a really good race, but actually, it was a hard race. I think maybe that was the first year that they changed it to a 2 day, so I think it was a bit of a bit of the unexpected on the first stage. I think a brake got away, and eventually, Deli won the first stage, won overall, but the second day it was really good, and obviously you're racing sort of around like Liège area there as well, so. The finish is really hard. We finish up La Redoute, and I think I was third on the stage in the end, and that was good enough to bump me up to fourth, which yeah, I was really happy with. Obviously, I think there's only three races that I'd done, so yeah, it was pretty good year overall considering everything that had gone.
2021 was a bit more normal. You kicked off your road season with a GC win and a stage win at the Junior Tour of Yorkshire for FH Mass. You must have been pleased to start your season with a race like this at your team race.
Yeah, so yeah, it was one that the team had really tried hard to organise, and was yeah, I was really grateful for that actually, because it was like the first one of the year, and they'd worked really hard to pull it off for us mainly. So yeah, and it also I think obviously for a lot of juniors, they wouldn't have raced here before because it was only international racing that went ahead, so. It was the first race for a lot of people in over 2 years, and not only that, but it was the first ever junior race as well as a second year. So it was quite, I'd say it was quite probably cagey, which I think is to be expected. But it was a hard race. Was quite a hard course. I thought that they made, which was good for us, and yeah, managed to win. Was really nice to win that actually. Start the year off well, gain some confidence, and. Yeah, obviously, with it being our home race as well, it just yeah made it even sweeter.
At the Junior Road National Champs, you took third in the TT, and then on the road race, you took the win. Tell me about how you won the National Champs jersey.
Yeah, so that weekend was a really good weekend. Personally, I think with the TT, it was I didn't really I sort of went in with not many expectations. I was okay at TTs, but I'd not spent loads of time, trying to really dial into that. So third for me on that was, yeah, I was pretty happy with that, and it was a sign that I was in good shape then for the road race. And the road race, obviously, yeah, it was the biggest race of the year, and it's always really hard to win it as a. I probably was one of the favourites. I'd won a few races that year already, and it's a hard race to win when everyone's watching you. So. Yeah, I mean it was a hard circuit. It was, pretty up and down. Not too much flat. But the weather got a bit worse as well throughout the day, which was better for me. I like it when it gets a bit colder, a bit wetter. And then yeah, we sort of went up a draggy sort of climb thing on the last lap. Probably less than I don't know. Probably maybe 5K from the finish. So we hit the top, and it started going downhill. And the pace of the climb was pretty on. And it was lined out, I remember, and I sort of just yeah, someone in front of me just it was sort of like a it was just a hard pace, sort of everyone in a line just taking turns, and someone pulled off, and I remember then I just attacked and had to yeah, I mean obviously on youth restrictions was pedaling away on the downhill, and then yeah, Josh jumped across to me, my teammate, and we managed to stay away until the end. So yeah, to put my hands in the air and wear that jersey was really good. And I think I was really happy as well just to pull it off. I think for Giles and Sonia as well, the who had, worked really hard that year to sort of organise stuff for us and put us in the best position possible. So I was, yeah, personally really happy, and also was really nice to be able to do that for them.
You've mentioned about a lot of the races that you've done well, that it's been a tough race. Do you like a bit of a more challenging race to do well on?
It's better for me. I mean, I'm not really a sprinter, so I've got a decent kick, but obviously now racing, I've not got a very good kick against some of the other guys. So, but back then, yeah, I did it. I had a decent kick, but I'd only really have a chance at winning a sprint if it was a hard race. But yeah, the harder the better for me, really. And I think junior racing was, when I got to the end of under 16, I felt I was ready really to get out and race junior, just really for the like challenging parkours, and yeah, it suited me. And yeah, I guess for me it was really good to get out, especially to Europe and race, where the racing was even harder than in England. I think in England it was a lot more cagey and probably a bit more tactical, whereas in Belgium and other countries it's more of a just a smash fest really, and last man standing kind of thing. So it's yeah, it was really good. And I think as well abroad, I did prefer racing abroad. But that race to win the national champs, it was mega. It was really nice.
Back out in Switzerland, you took a stage win and won the points classification. How did it feel to race out in Europe in your national champs jersey?
Yeah, it was really, yeah, really nice. I think to just it's all like you sort of feel like you're representing your country a little bit. So yeah, it was really nice to do that, and to get my hands in, yeah, with the jersey as well was super nice. And yeah, that sort of set the tone for the week for us really. I think we had a really good week there. And for me personally, I had a good year the year before, so I was hoping a little bit better for the GC. But I can't really turn my nose up at a stage winning and the points for classification, and it was a really good week away. And yeah, we had a good group of lads as a junior, and also it was, I think Giles and Sonia made it fun for us. So, but no, yeah, Rubland was a good race that year, and to wear the jersey was made it even better. Yeah.
At the Road World Champs, you came away with ninth. Tell me about your first World Champs experience.
Yeah, so I think to be selected for your first Road World is a really special feeling, and sort of like going out there to represent your country, to represent, all the British juniors, and I think there's obviously a lot of eyes on you. And for it to be in Belgium as well, sort of like, it's obviously they're pretty cycling crazy. So I just remember the crowds being, yeah, really loud. Especially for a junior race, it was really good to see and really good to feel. So, but yeah, not that was a it was a good race, and it's probably an experience that I will not forget. And was really, yeah, I don't know, it was just really, it's a really proud moment, I think, to go out and represent Great Britain at Road Worlds, no matter whether it's my first one or not. Yeah, but for that to be my first one in Belgium, yeah, it was really, really good.
Earlier in the year, you raced the Junior Cycle Classic, and then in November, you raced the Junior Paris-Roubaix. It's a very tough race, and you managed to come away with seventh. How did you find Paris-Roubaix, and do you like this style of race?
As a junior, yeah, it was really, I did like it a lot. Yeah, probably wouldn't enjoy it as much now, but no, yeah, as a junior, yeah, it was a really nice race. But it's, it's really, I don't know, to race Paris-Roubaix and race over like the sectors that you watch on TV, and it's yeah, it's really, yeah, I feel like I'm saying really special a lot, but that was really, really cool. And I think to be part of that year as well, where it was like the worst year in years, was, yeah, something I remember. I remember the race was just, it was a hard race, and I'd missed a split. But yeah, I think to top 10 in that race, So obviously it was pretty nice, and yeah, obviously I'll never forget the year. Probably the worst weather I've ridden a bike in, really.
In 2022, you joined the DSM development team. How did this move come about?
Yeah, so I think really just was speaking to a couple of teams, and yeah, DSM was really good. They put forward a really good clear sort of vision for me, and it was really nice to feel wanted by them, and they put a lot of work in and a lot of trust in me already. So yeah, I started speaking to them around it was around nationals actually. So to win the national road race was pretty good timing. And then yeah, so it was just was speaking to them really, and then it felt like the right thing to do to go there. And I'm really up here now, and it's definitely been the right move.
Last year, you raced all over Europe, including France, Belgium, Italy, Czech Republic, Norway, and Croatia. What were some of your favourite memories from your times racing in Europe last year?
I think being out there racing with your mates is, it doesn't really get better than that. Trying to, everyone's out there, you're out there with mates trying to kick everyone's head in, and there's like a real togetherness. And I think just experiencing new things, like I think we had a really good Devo group last year, and it was really good fun to just be around. And it's like it didn't really feel like it was, like now it's my job. It didn't really feel like it's my job. So yeah, I think last year was a really good year, and I settled in really well. The team were really good, and I think the way like we sort of integrated the riders into the World Tour team as well, it's, I think it gives you experience and confidence that then you can take back into them under 23 races. So yeah, I think just and the year slowly got better for me as well, which was pretty nice, and was quite good for my morale, yeah.
I want to talk about some races more specifically. You raced the under 23 Giro d'Italia. How was that experience as a first year under 23?
Yeah, pretty. I mean, I've never really experienced anything like that, probably up to that point. And I really like racing in Italy, just from like my youth days. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy race. Just like some crazy stages that, yeah, I would never probably imagine riding. And yeah, like we had a really good group there, and we got some really good results as well. I think we had two in the top 10 at the end, and it was sort of a little bit of the unknown for me. Like I've never raced that long of a race. Also, like the stages, I've never probably raced that long, and like the how hard they were as well. I've never had to deal with that sort of parkour. So yeah, it was a good test, and just a real nice week overall. Like we had a really good group, and some good results. And I think at that point I was still probably, a bit raw and still experiencing stuff and learning. So, and yeah, we had a good group there for me to learn from. So I think personally, yeah, it was a good stepping stone and good learning curve. And overall, it was a really good week for results wise, but also just I think for our general, just I think last year, it was, I think when you're still a young rider, it's still really important to enjoy what you're doing. So, and yeah, I always had fun last year.
You also raced the Tour of Britain for the first time. The race ended up being cut short, but how did you find the first five stages?
Yeah, really good to race on home roads was really nice. Yeah, I mean it was a obviously a strange ending, and that's probably something that you'd have never imagined going into it. But the race there was, yeah, it was really good, and we got obviously the stage with Case, which was super nice. And yeah, I think overall, like I say, just again, really, just really good group there, and to be racing on home roads as well, it was pretty nice. And obviously some of the stages I knew a little bit of, so yeah, just really good just to be racing like on home soil, familiar faces and everything was really cool. And hopefully I'll do that again sometime in the future, because yeah, it was a really good race.
We're now in 2023, and you've now moved to race the World Tour with Team DSM. Are you looking forward to the season ahead, and what are your goals for it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to starting actually. I'm just sort of jumping at the bit now, but yeah, we've had a really good couple of camps in the winter, and we've got a really nice group, and they've already got the ball rolling with some nice wins, so that's really good. And yeah, I think everyone's really supportive of each other, and we've got really good. I think we're bonded really well, which is nice. Obviously, there's I think six of us that have moved up as well. So yeah, there's just a real good team spirit in there. And I think, yeah, I think obviously the back end of the year was, it really gave me some confidence that, I'm okay, and I belong here. So yeah, I'm looking forward to get racing. And I think goals wise, it's just, for me, keep developing really, keep trying to get better. And I'm still young, I need to remember that. And I've got some great guys to learn from. So yeah, that's got to be the main focus really, just keep developing. I think that's for me personally, yeah.
What races have you got coming up?
Yeah, so I'll start in a couple of weeks at Hope Far. We've got quite a nice team there, so I think it'll be nice to start there, see where I'm at, see what if we need to do anything, or see what's going well, and then we go into the season from there. So it'll be really nice start, and hopefully I can go all right there.
At the start of the year, Johan Brunel picked you as one of his riders to watch this year on the Move podcast. How did it feel to be mentioned on this, as it's one of the biggest cycling podcasts in the world?
Yeah, pretty cool. I feel like, yeah, I feel like maybe not so many people know about me. So yeah, it's quite weird just to hear your name sort of mentioned, especially like with that, like you said, like one of the biggest podcasts in the world. So yeah, it's nice really to hear people saying stuff. For me personally, I just try and, I listen to it, but I just try and focus. And obviously, I don't, nice stuff, it's nice to listen to. And nothing, I wouldn't really say, stuff phases me too much. So I'm just focused on myself, but it's definitely nice to hear that. And I don't know, I think it gives you, yeah, I think it makes you feel good and gives you, a bit of extra. So yeah, really nice.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
5 years time, hopefully still racing my bike professionally. That'd be a good start. I don't know really, that's a good question. It's a long time away, and I struggle to deal with things that far away. So no, I just take things bit by bit, and try not to focus too far. But I think, yeah, hopefully still racing. Hopefully I'll have a few wins under my belt by then. So yeah, we'll have to see, only time will tell, I guess.
What's your favourite race you've ever done?
I think there's a few really. Obviously, Road Worlds when I was junior was really good for the experience. I think last year I really enjoyed Arctic Race of Norway. I think one, because we won the race, which is really nice, with Andreas, who's from there, which made it even nicer. And also just like the, obviously it's really nice scenery. I mean, the weather was awful the first 2 days, so I wasn't enjoying it then. If you'd have asked me after the first couple of stages, then I definitely would have said that. But I really like the country. It's like a really nice, obviously the scenery is, top. And I think that the racing was good there. I mean, it wasn't like the highest level, but it was still hard. And like I said, to win the race, but also like on the last day, the crowds were just crazy. And I've never really experienced anything like that, so that was really, I think that was probably my favorite moment. Going up the climbs on the circuits with the crowd was just, yeah, it was something else.
What race would you really like to do that you haven't done yet?
I don't know really. It's there's probably a few. I think, like, be obviously super nice to do a Grand Tour or the Tour, or just any Grand Tour. Yeah, really. Obviously, they're super special. And I think just like the Ardennes, like obviously we have some I live over there a little bit in the team houses, so it's sort of like home roads a little bit. And yeah, it'd be nice if the Tour Yorkshire came back. That'd be a nice race to do.
What type of rider do you see yourself becoming?
Hopefully, well, I think I think me and the team have a vision at the minute that I'll hopefully grow into a GC rider. I think obviously, I'm not really pressured or stressed about getting results yet, but like I say, just developing into that GC rider and sort of maturing into that way. And we've got obviously Roman, who's one of the best in the world. So to watch him and learn from him is, yeah, it's really valuable. So I think, yeah, hopefully in the future I'll be a good GC rider. Fingers crossed anyway.
Who's your favorite current rider?
It's a tough question. I think I'm gonna go with I'm gonna say Connor Swift, I think. Just because he's a local boy, and I've known him for a few years, and I think like to sort of as someone I've looked up to as well, 'cause he's a little bit older than me obviously, and I sort of know like the path that he's taken to get to where he is now, and it's really nice to see where he come from and where he is now and how good he's doing. And also, yeah, just being a local lad and being able to ride with him, it's yeah, I'd say that's probably someone who I look up to, and probably I'd say is my favourite rider.
Nice. Who's your favorite rider of all time?
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, when I was like really young, I never used to watch too much cycling. So for me, I like, yeah, sort of maybe like, yeah, 5 years ago, that's probably when I started really watching like cycling properly. So I'd say like Sagan was really, when he was on it and he was winning them world titles. He was probably, I really enjoyed watching him, and just the aggressive racing, and like a little bit before that with like Contador and people like that. I remember 1 year in the, I think it was the Vuelta, and there was like Contador, Rodriguez, Valverde, and I think Froome was there as well, and they're all hitting each other, and it was really good racing. They're the kind of riders that I really liked watching. Yeah, I think I'd go with that one. More of a style of rider than a particular rider, I'd say.
What's your advice for young riders?
For young riders, I think it's really important just to enjoy it, I think. Just to take a step back and really just enjoy it. I think sometimes you can put a bit too much pressure on yourself, and I think that's something I wish I did a little bit more, actually. Just enjoy it a bit more. Just take a step back and realize that, it's good fun, and it's not the end of the world if, you don't get this result here or there. And I think just, I think sometimes you can take for granted that, you go and doing what you love and being with your mates, and so that's something I'd really say is important. But also, I think for younger eyes, I think believing in yourself a bit as well. I think that's maybe something I didn't do so much when I was younger, and I probably should have believed in myself a little bit more. And that's some good advice, I'd say. Yeah. Just back yourself.
You've got 5 minutes before you head down to the start of a race. What's on your playlist to get you motivated?
Yeah, I think normally in the bus or something, we'll have probably, if there's a Dutchie or a German, there'll be some of that trash that they've got on, that loud stuff, and they're all singing and dancing. Or maybe if we've got an Italian on the bus, there'll be some Italian remix of a British song that they're playing, something like that. So yeah, I'm not too picky, so I just let them go with it. Normally, yeah, like I say, it's some like Dutch, I don't know what you'd call it, but yeah, some Italian rubbish, something like that.
Thanks so much for sharing your cycling life story with me, Max.
No, thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure, and well, it's really good what you're doing, I think, and keep going with
Thanks.
it.
Thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, you can find all other episodes of Cycling Talk Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and the GCN app. It would mean so much to me if you'd give me a follow. If you have any feedback on the podcast, let me know for a review. It's great to hear what you think. Thanks so much to everyone who listens and supports the podcast. That's VeloSkin, Feedback Sports, Form Bikes, More Large, Alpina Sports, Big Bubble Hats, and Lake Cycling. See you on the bike.